It's your host, Lauren, here, and today I'm here to talk to you about World War II, but more specifically, the atomic bomb droppings. So make sure to stay tuned, and thanks for listening to this episode. So I've been thinking about why every time I hear a plane flying close to the ground, I look up and feel a slight bit of fear come through my body. I don't think I'm the only one who feels this, or thinks about the fact that at any moment, someone could drop a bomb on us, like the United States did to Japan in World War II. I mean, think about it. It is very possible considering the way the United States behaves nowadays. Sure, we signed a treaty with Japan, but that doesn't mean we signed a treaty with the rest of the world. You make one wrong move, or make someone mad, and everything could go downhill from there. For some people, it's ghosts that haunt them when they go to bed at night. For others, it could be something else. Vampires, werewolves, bats, whatever makes you scared at night. But for the Americans in the time of World War II, all they were worried about was not getting an atomic bomb dropped on them. After the US dropped 2 nuclear bombs on Japan, we started thinking that they were going to return the favor, but they never did. That doesn't mean there still isn't a chance that they someday could or will. So what, they signed a treaty with us. That doesn't stop them from going against their natural instincts to fight back against us for the things that happened decades ago to them. Many Americans during the time of World War II didn't agree with the droppings of the atomic bombs on Japan. They felt it was an unfair way of trying to defeat Japan, as it didn't only kill the people that they were after, but also innocent people who may not have been supporters of the war. They used the atomic bombs with its indiscriminate killing of women and children. "Revolt, my soul," said an American man during the time of the war. World War II, the atomic bombs, the Cold War made it hard for Americans to continue their optimism, said an American woman after the bomb droppings. As you can see, not all Americans were happy with the way that America reacted to the war against Japan. Not everyone supported the bomb droppings, but not everyone did it. So, are we really as safe as they say we are? I myself believe that every action has a consequence, and I feel like America never truly got their consequence for the terrible things they did to Japan during World War II. So let me assure you that you are not the only one out there that gets nervous or looks up in fear every time you hear a plane flying close to the ground, because there are many others out there, just like you, who share the same fears as you do. Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.